In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Here at The Wake Up Call, we get on all the serious news. We are a news show, which is why we have to talk about grilled cheese sandwiches. A recent poll of 5,000 U.S. adults have found that the average American eats 36 grilled cheese sandwiches per year. 36.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. I'm not coming anywhere near that. I'm not even coming anywhere near 10.
Really?
No, I bet I don't. I'll bet I have maybe 4 a year.
I probably have 10.
10?
Yeah, I mean, my kids have way more than that.
They do?
Oh, yeah. My daughter, Abby, she is a grilled cheeseaholic.
And listen, this isn't because I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. I love grilled cheese sandwiches. I think they're one of the best sandwiches. But 36, that's 3 grilled cheese sandwiches a month. What is happening in this country?
I mean, my daughter definitely eats 36 a year.
Do you think she eats more than 36 a year?
Maybe some years.
Oh, boy.
I don't even
when
know
she comes home from school, she makes herself a grilled cheese sandwich.
She makes herself a grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, she's 15.
It seems like it's just so much. It just seems like there's so much more. It's easier to make just a sandwich than a grilled cheese sandwich.
That is not true. It takes 4 ingredients.
I gotta fire up the pan.
Okay.
I gotta get the bread.
Right.
I gotta get the cheese. Yeah. And you gotta get the right cheese.
Gotta get the butter.
The butter.
Right.
Right.
Gotta get the mayonnaise.
The what?
Gotta get the mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise?
For outside, right?
For outside?
Yeah, it gives it that golden brown color on the outside.
No, you don't put the mayonnaise on the outside. You put the butter in the pan, and then the mayonnaise goes on the inside of the sandwich.
Ew.
Ew to both of you.
No, what mayonnaise you inside a sandwich.
There's no mayonnaise in a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's what they use for the outside instead of butter.
I don't know about that.
You butter both sides of the bread. Mayonnaise?
Yes.
That's what they put on restaurants.
Stop
they put it on the
they
outside.
They put it on the outside.
They do. People that are killers put it on the inside.
Oh,
you're on a
God.
List.
Wow, you just escalated this.
Who puts it?
I've never heard it. Okay, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. How do you make a grilled cheese sandwich? Again, like I said, like, we do hard news here on the news show, The Wake Up Call. Somebody else said, I do mayonnaise on the outside like Kevin.
Right. What? You know how to eat. Oh, another one. Mayonnaise on the outside, Kevin, is right.
Am I the only person that has never used mayonnaise on a grilled cheese sandwich?
It will change your experience.
I have never put it on the outside, but putting it on the inside makes it so yummy and creamy.
Ew, there's a lot of text
We got into this because a national poll came out that said that the average American has 36 grilled sandwiches. a year. That's the average, which means there are people having more than 36 grilled cheese sandwiches
okay,
a year.
But it's so simple that of course people are going to. I mean,
it's not simple.
What?
It's just clearly we're fighting about how you make
okay,
one.
Okay, but what we're fighting about isn't complicated.
I can't even read the text messages. They're coming in too hot and heavy. No mayo. Somebody said mayo on the outside like Kevin. Don't let Gavin bully you. This is insanity. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Terrible. What the hell is going on?
Well, then you're not going to like what I have to say because I put the mayonnaise on the outside. And my daughter tells me I make the best grilled cheeses that she's ever had.
Do you put, but well, how many has she had? She's no expert. Let's not be crazy, Sarah. What about butter? Do you butter the inside?
I do not.
No, you don't need.
So you use mayonnaise on both sides of the bread?
Nope. I just put mayonnaise on the outside. I put the cheese on the middle and then I cook it on the outside.
Kathy?
Not on the inside.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
Okay, first of all, sourdough bread.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, then mayonnaise on the inside.
On the inside, and, thank you.
Yep. And Havarti cheese.
What do you do with the
fancy?
Hold on, what do you do to the outside of the bread?
I butter both sides of the bread before I put it in the pan that also is filled with butter.
You're okay. Wild.
Your grilled cheese sounds like.
Wow. How many people who have eaten your grilled sandwiches are still alive? Wow, that's a lot. That is. Thank you so much for calling. That's crazy. She butters both sides and puts
on the inside,
mayonnaise.
And puts butter on the inside.
Here's what we need to do, okay? We need, because our phone lines are blowing up. We've got so many text messages, we can't read them anymore. We need some order in this world, okay? The last 5 minutes has proven one thing. We live in chaos. Thank you so much for everybody who's texted and called. I think we're all going to try making a grilled cheese sandwich differently from now on.
I'm not.
Okay, never mind then. I have learned from this experience.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.